B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
NBC Sports Philadelphia. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli. 610-632-0975. Been a fun day. Andrew doing double duty. In addition to doing the Anthony Gargano show earlier, he's in there producing this show and doing the updates today. Natalie is off. 5 o'clock hour brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Windows' big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call Guided Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit GOGUIDA.com. The word of the day is agree. What are the things in sports that we can all agree on? We've had some. I started off with a short list that Mike Smith was the best Phillies third baseman ever, our best Phillies player. That one, pretty solid.
No Mike Alfranco love out there?
No.
Nobody's, you know, reached out to you?
No. What's he on, the Royals now?
Yes. Nobody said Abraham Nunez?
No.
Somebody did respond. What, more love than David Bell?
Oh, God.
I didn't even respond.
Yeah, leave that alone. The other things that I think we all agree on, that interpretive dance stinks. And one that has been very surprisingly polarizing is that coleslaw stinks. And apparently there's these big guys a lot of people caping for coleslaw.
I included.
Which is the oddest thing ever.
Yeah, I'm in on coleslaw.
Now, Booney brings up a very good point. Has anyone ever said, no one has ever said coleslaw is fire. No one's ever said.
Yeah, we had that caller, Josh from Audubon, who I respect, Josh.
Yeah.
Josh is a very interesting man. He actually works on a cruise line.
He works on a cruise line.
Yeah, so he's been home for a while.
Well, they're getting ready. Some of them are getting ready to get started again.
So he said, and I quote, coleslaw is fire.
So he's got to be the first person to ever say that.
Yeah, you're probably right.
No one's ever said
that. I say coleslaw is delicious and very good. I don't know if I go fire status.
Fire? Come on.
I mean, fire is, that's goat status.
Right.
When you compliment a food, something, and you go fire, that's... It's goat in sports almost.
Yes. I have another one. I have another thing that we can all agree on. And it's music related. If Madonna came out now, so all of her catalog is erased. She's 20, whatever age she was when she came out. She's that age now and she's coming out. One hit wonder at best.
I was never into Madonna, so I can't really speak on
that. Tons of hits. She's recreated herself and all that stuff. But I believe that if a young Madonna was just starting off right now, one hit wonder type, and then going, not have a 40-year career.
What was the Madonna hype like when she first came out?
Well, I wasn't really around when she first came out. Like, I was too young. But, I mean, it got there. I mean, she sold out world tours.
Yeah.
Like, world tours sold out. Like, Japan, she was big. They made that dumb movie, like the documentary of her tour.
Right.
You know, she helped sell tons of bras, like, because she wore bras. Like, people bought way more bras because of her. Like, she does have a place in history.
Right.
But I think now, some of that, I think, was coming along at that time.
Interesting.
I don't think if she was new, because I think, if Michael Jackson came out now, he'd have in my opinion, outside of the trouble, I'm saying, Michael Jackson comes out now, the greats. Just as many hits. Stevie Wonder, the all-time greats, most of them, come out now. Whitney Houston now. Mariah Carey just starting now. Like, I even think Janis Joplin would find a way now.
Oh, really?
I do think she would now. I think she would adjust for the times. I thought that she had a certain swag. I don't think Madonna would work.
What about, like, classic rock bands?
Which ones? Go ahead and name some.
I don't know, like, bands like Zeppelin. The sound's different. The sound is totally different.
I think they would adjust.
Okay.
Pink Floyd, Zeppelin, the Beatles. I think the Stones, I think they'd all be fine.
I mean, not many Beatles songs out nowadays in terms of that kind of sound.
They would adjust to the times. Because Paul still, people still go see Paul.
Yeah, that's true.
And he doesn't only do Beatles songs. Some of them Wings songs.
Yep. All right.
Yeah, he was excellent live.
So, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, 610-632-0975. What can we agree on? Tom
and Coleslaw, you're wrong.
No, I'm not wrong about Coleslaw. Tom in the Northeast, you're on 97.5 Fanatic.
Hi, Ty.
What's going on?
First of all, no to Coleslaw.
Thank you, Tom. A man with wisdom.
Yeah, no to coleslaw. Secondly, something that everybody would have to agree on is that they don't call it the Cy Young Award for nothing. No one's winning 511 games again.
Well, no way.
Yeah. And here's an interesting thing. My wife and I, when I arrived here to go to Villanova, I came from Manhattan, and I was a Giants fan. She arrived from Fort Worth, Texas, to go first to Pitt and then came here to Philadelphia.
Okay.
She was a Cowboys fan.
Ugh.
So, Giants versus Cowboys. But within 3 years, we converted, for the sake of our children, to be all Philadelphia fans.
All right, now
for all sports.
I hear you, Tom. Now let's take you back in the day, though. Was it awkward in the beginning when you're still Giants, like when you guys were clashing? Was it awkward in the beginning?
You know what? It was a little bit awkward, but I'll tell you what. She sort of relented because she knew that I would be more upset if my team lost.
You cared more.
She cared. I cared more. There's no question about it. And she didn't want the whole day to be ruined by me feeling being upset.
Right, and that's why I know there's some people on social media in the replies that are saying, oh, it's fun to battle back and forth, but I don't know if it's fun. Like, obviously, you only get 2 weekend days, and now one Sunday's completely ruined, and you and your wife, your spouse are fighting the whole time. I don't know
if
that's exactly fun.
She realizes that it wasn't fun.
She
knew the way I would be.
Right.
So she didn't want any part of that.
Yeah, there you go, Tom. That makes a lot of sense. Like, I don't think that's fun. Like, oh, it keeps it spicy. No, it doesn't. No. You get 2 weekend days. A lot of people already don't like the 5 days of the week where they're working. You get Sunday, you look forward to it all week long, and then you're humiliated in your own house by your wife. Humiliated. Because that's what happens when you lose. Even though you didn't play the game, you feel humiliated. She's running around, and women are better at rubbing it in than men are.
Yeah, it's true.
Women have a mean streak that men don't have. There's a level, in my opinion, when I think it's fully genetic that when a woman gets mad about certain things, they're not more violent. Like, we're idiots. We're like Neanderthals.
Right.
They think it through and are more diabolical than men are. I truly believe that. So she'll find a special way to make fun of you. She'll spend money to make fun of you.
Yeah, but I also have like that part of my heart where I can't go much longer. Like, I try to, and it's like, all right, I've gone too far. That's after, like, 2 jokes.
Yeah, but women don't necessarily.
No, they keep going.
They keep going.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, a woman.
I probably could, but I feel like I'm being mean now.
Right. They don't care.
No, they don't.
My wife doesn't care. Like, every time she's right. Or not even when I'm right. Anytime I'm wrong. It doesn't really matter if she was right about something. It's almost like she wants to throw a parade. Oh, like it's rough. It even happened once on the honeymoon.
Really?
I forget, it was something at that big pool. We're down in Mexico. Something happened and I misspoke. And she like had glee. She was very happy
that
about
you were
it.
Wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. So I can only imagine if she was a Cowboys fan, the Eagles lose to the Cowboys.
Oh,
and I gotta,
yeah.
She'd wake me up in the middle of the night. Babe, it's an emergency. What? Eagles lost. Like, she would do something like
that. Wow, dude.
Yeah, I can't. That's what I'm saying.
Just text me whenever you need to. Like, if you're feeling down, you just...
Well, she's an Eagles fan, so...
Oh, that's good.
But she's a stinking Rangers fan.
That's right.
She's 3 for 4. Eagles, Phillies, Sixers, Rangers. And she's like, can I come with you to the Flyers-Rangers game and wear my Rangers? I go, I'm not going to sit with you. No. No, but she really wants to. It's nice. It's like... a recce one, I think.
Nice sweater.
Yeah, it's very good. Very nice. But no, you can't wear it, no. Ed in Wilmington, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Tyrone, how are you?
What's up, Ed?
You guys have been doing a great job this week.
Thank you.
Difficult week. Tyrone, how did she become a Rangers fan?
She's from the Trenton area.
Oh, okay. So, well, then that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, it kind of makes sense. But she picked Philadelphia for the other three. I think it also is her dad and her brother didn't really care about hockey as much as the other three sports. So I think the other three, she sort of went with them. And then the one where she had the freedom, she went New York rather than Philly.
Original six. She went with one of the original six.
Yeah.
But listen, I think Brian Westbrook, as far as things we can agree on, I think Brian Westbrook was
if not the top running back for the Eagles in their history, he's got to be up there.
Yes, he is for sure.
And I think that we can all agree that their NFL owners did total collusion against Colin Kaepernick. And I also think that Reggie White should have played for the Eagles for a long time. That was a complete mistake. Even Brett Favre said, yeah, that was the biggest fleece job ever in the NFL. He should have never left the Eagles.
The owner has to actually make an offer. I remember a big thing. Yeah, Braman didn't make an offer. And I know there were people at the time, some of them still work in the city, who were giving Reggie a hard time because he said God told them to choose Green Bay. But the issue was, they took it literal, but if the Eagles make no offer and the Packers make the biggest offer, I guess God is telling them to go to Green Bay.
Well, it was that free agency thing. He was on the cover of SI. You know, yeah. He was like the first big ticket guy in that sport. But,
he didn't want to cut any check. You got to make an offer. He didn't even make an offer.
I was so sad to see him leave the Eagles. But because, you know, we couldn't control what happened with Jerome Brown. But they had some defense there when Buddy brought that 4-6 in. But you know what, Tyrone? I have noticed a little bit of a turning of the page this week. I don't go on social network, but just observing people. Mm-hmm. Like, I went to the Wawa yesterday, and, you know, I'm a white guy, and two black individuals held the door for me going in. I held the door for a black lady coming out. She wanted to engage in conversation. We both have masks on.
Yeah.
I said, look, we're all going out the same door. And I think there is a turning of the page, and we almost, this one does feel different, Tyrone. I think there's a rinse factor here. We just need to wipe the slate clean and try to get along with one another. And I really see it just observing it with people reaching out to one another.
No, I agree with that. I do agree with that, Ed. I think that this feels different. Can't act like it's all over. Like, it's going to take people to have, once things open back up, longer attention spans. But I do think it's going to be top of mind. And also, there's a lot of people who went out on a limb who I don't think are going to want to look like hypocrites. So if you're doing all the social media and you're doing all that kind of stuff, the next time something happens, if you're silent, some people will call other people out. So I think it's going to bring more awareness. And that was the weird part for me, is that it took this long to get awareness. Because, I mean, people have been saying it for a very long time.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not like this is like the first time anybody's heard it. But, better late than never. And if this brings change, then I'm all for it. I'm all for it if it brings change. We like positivity.
I'm a big fan of that.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a shame that it took this long. It is.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know. I keep going back to the lack of distractions right now.
It's playing a big role.
I think so.
It's playing a big role. And I mean, no new TV. Even if there were new episodes of Modern Family.
Right.
People might, but there's nothing. There's nothing to distract people. John in New Jersey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
What's up, John?
Okay, look, can we agree that two questions for you. Can we agree that Kaepernick deserves a legitimate chance to play in the NFL again? And number two, if Lori is pledging millions of dollars to combat
turn down
social
your TV
injustice,
or radio or whatever's in the background.
Okay, let me turn that off for you right now. Okay, you got me?
Yep.
All right, so if Lori is pledging millions of dollars,
yes,
to combat racial injustice, how then can he continue to collude against the high-profile player in Kaepernick who brought the attention to racial injustice to the NFL and the rest of the world?
Well, listen, you're correct in that the NFL, in my opinion, as a whole, colluded to keep him out of the league. But not every single team needs a quarterback. If you look at the Eagles' situation, originally you had Nick Foles as the backup.
Right.
So, and Nick Foles won you a Super Bowl. So you can't say it's wrong to have Nick Foles as the backup instead of Colin Kaepernick when you go win a Super Bowl. Currently, they've decided that they want to replace their starting quarterback with Jalen Hurts. And and Carson Wentz will be on the way out. Therefore, they know they already have two solid quarterbacks. It's not that he fits on every team, but he definitely fits on some teams. Should he get a chance? Yes. Will he get a chance? I still think the answer will be no. If you look at the NFL statements, they are carefully crafted. They are following along because their players are asking. But at the end of the day, the NFL does not give a damn about their players. They don't care about their safety. They don't care about their well-being being on or off the field. The NFL does not care. The NFL cares about one thing and money, and that's and they probably feel like at this point, with so many advertisers following along with this trend, if you want to call it that, that if they did not craft statements, they would be left behind and their money would be left behind. They don't care about the health and safety of the players. They don't care. They figure like if a player, something was to happen to them, the league itself, I'm not talking about individual coaches or individual organizations. I'm saying the league. If they had 10 players get shot, they would just say, well, we have 10 more ready to run. They don't care. So will he get a shot? No. I don't think so. You think he's going to get a shot?
Unfortunately, no. You know, he did like that workout last year. Made a couple good throws, right? And I think ultimately people said, no. But at the same time, remember it was weird. It was like
because
the fields changed.
Yeah, it changed because I guess they wanted he was supposed to sign something saying that he could never do any future litigation if he ever had proof that there was collusion.
Okay.
And he was unwilling to sign that.
Right.
So then he said, okay, I'm going to go find my own field and said, hey, reporters, you can come here and watch the workout. There was some apparently that language was not in there the whole time.
Right. I wonder if there was a legit workout. There's no signings, right?
Just come work out like any other workout.
Yes. I wonder how he would look. And, you know, maybe if he dazzles, then, okay, maybe he does get an opportunity. The problem is just because his workout, there was stuff, again, that, you know, all of a sudden this comes out of nowhere, like, hey, you have to sign this.
Right.
That's problematic.
Right. That it's not going to be a straight deal. And that's fine. It's just the NFL, you don't go to the NFL for caring. You go there for entertainment.
Right.
They don't care about any of the people participating in the sport. But they're the kings. They entertain us. That's what they do. But as far as like doing the right thing, that's not really on the NFL's agenda. 610-632-0975. Jackie, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hi, Tyrone.
How are you, Jackie?
I'm doing well. I'm a first-time caller, and I wanted to say hello to you and to Andrew, and to thank you for having such wonderful shows this past week. I really enjoyed them. Enjoy watching every day.
Thank you so much, Jackie. I appreciate it.
Now, today, Tyrone, I have to say I agree with you on one point, and I disagree with you on another.
Okay.
I am a fan of coleslaw, and it sounds, according to the poll, that there are many others out there that are like me.
Yes.
So it's just a matter of opinion, and perhaps it is the fact, too, that I was raised on coleslaw, you know, at picnics and things like that. Sometimes it's what you get used to
when
you're growing up.
Is your family from Eastern Europe?
Absolutely, yes. I'm from Slovak descent.
See, there it is.
Similar to the Lithuanians,
okay.
So there you go.
All right.
Yes, that makes sense. I agree with you about Madonna.
Oh, yes.
I was thinking about it after you made that point.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen her in concert, and back in probably, I guess, it was the late 80s or the early 90s.
That would make sense.
She gave a very, very good performance. I'll give her that much. It was in the old Spectrum before it got knocked down. But she was very much a creation of MTV, the original MTV.
Yeah.
So I think it was that there was so much visual that was involved with her. And she knew how to tune into that and get people interested in that and always changing her dynamic. That I think it would be, I think, maybe harder for her because she didn't have a strong voice.
And while she danced, no one considered her a great dancer. And while she wasn't ugly, no one considered her very, like, gorgeous. So she was, like, just a good enough singer, just pretty enough. Just dance well enough. That's why I think she would not be a big star if she came out now.
I agree. Yeah, she was her own creation, and she was of her time, and she just slipped right in there when MTV videos were at their prime. I was thinking of a band like Duran Duran. you know, what would they be like today? Because they were very visual also.
Yeah, I think Duran would be on the struggle bus in 2020. I don't know about a Duran in 2020.
You know it'd be good?
Yeah.
Tom Petty.
Let me think about that. Tom Petty, fresh young Tom Petty's coming out now. The one that I've seen do a cold concert and not move.
Oh.
Doesn't move. Like, to the point where, like, he gets a new guitar, he just turns. I saw him put it on and then just go and then do that.
But like, do you think he'd be able to sell music?
Yeah, probably. I think he'd do all right. Yeah, I think he would do all right. Fresh Tom Petty. It's tough because some artists are all-time greats.
Right.
And then some are like the times. Like, there's like Pat Boone.
Right.
Not going to happen now. Not really. Actually, other than that time.
Right.
Only time that's going to work. While other people, you kind of can see how they would adjust to the times. Like, maybe Madonna would end up being on TikTok and stuff like that. And maybe that would get her through.
Okay.
Something like that. I don't know. We're not finding a lot of things we can agree on.
No, but what I learned today, I looked up the origin of coleslaw.
Okay.
The Netherlands.
From the Netherlands?
Yeah, of Dutch descent.
I don't know a lot of the Dutch.
No, neither do I.
And there's the Pennsylvania Dutch.
Okay.
Do they eat coleslaw?
I mean, it's in their blood. Well, in their soil, kind of.
Well, 610-632-0975. The word of the day is agree. Or as we end this week, let's come up with things we can all agree on because there's been a lot of strife going on. Also, obviously, the Colin Kaepernick thing came up while we were talking to Brian Westbrook. And a person's checking all the boxes. You love them in the beginning. I'm saying everything, you're head over heels. And then you find out they're Cowboys fans. Could you still date them? I know I couldn't. 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson, in for Mike Missinelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missinelli. 610-632-0975. Word of the day is agree. And it's time for our final Twitter polls number brought to you by Paul B. Moyer & Sons. Need a new mower, zero turn, or other outdoor power equipment? Paul B. Moyer & Sons has it all. Order online at paulbmoyer.com or by phone with safe contactless pickup in Doylestown. What are the final poll numbers?
All right, the first poll, other than Mike Schmidt being the best third baseman in Philly's franchise history, is there any other topic that Philadelphia sports fans can agree 100% on? 65% say yes, 35% say no. There were over 200 responses.
Really?
I don't normally see that many responses.
Yeah. That's a good poll, then.
Ryan tweets in, David Akers, best Eagles kicker so far in Eagles history.
No, the current kicker's better than Akers.
You think so?
He won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's true. I can't trust him 40 yards in. He's great 40 yards out.
That's a good point. I don't know.
You put Jake Elliott at 25 yards, he's missing.
That's true. It's the whole kicker thing is unbecoming.
That's true. Wilt Chamberlain being the best athlete ever born in Philadelphia.
Born in the city proper, yeah. Born in the area, no. Carl Lewis.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Chip Kelly equals trash can.
Yeah, he's worse coach than Kotite.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, so there's a lot of good answers. Bernie Parent, best goalie Flyers franchise history.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll go with that one.
You know, Hextall was good, just wasn't Bernie.
Yeah, and Hextall part one, and Pelly never got a full run.
Hopefully, Hart surpasses that.
Yes.
It's tough.
It's going to be tough. Yeah, you got to win a couple cups.
Could you marry someone who checks off all the boxes, but they are a Cowboys fan? 58% say no. This actually got the most votes. 2,100 votes.
Wow.
Also got 65 responses.
Oh, that's pretty good.
58% said no. And then, I can't believe it. And this is running for another 21 hours, so we'll see.
Uh-huh.
Do you like coleslaw? Yes or no? 50-50.
It's 50-50.
Unbelievable.
That's incredible. Well, let that keep running. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Andrew. Now, I miss Crystal Rich, Sixers Outsiders co-host. Hope to get back on July 31st to seeing her again. Recently engaged. Congratulations, her and Don Bell. So she answers the question, and she says, hell no. She could not date a Cowboys fan. She says that she asked the person some questions such as, are they Christian? Because she obviously believes in God. Do you have kids? And are you a Cowboys fan? And if Ed knows the deal breakers for her, she said. So she could not do it. So Don, I guess we know he's keeping it real. Sometimes there's closet Cowboys fans. He's
not one of them. That's true.
Yeah, he's not one of them. So, yes, congratulations to them.
That's great.
It is great.
I think I could survive.
I couldn't. There's just no way. There's just no way.
Checks off all the boxes.
All the boxes. Because bad character. I know there's some other fraud underneath
flaws.
There. Yeah, there's other fraud under there.
It's trust issues.
It's kind of like a car that looks really good, but you know the engine's bad, or it's stuck in a flood. It's like a flood car. You just know that something's going to break down. You just know it.
The question is, can that relationship handle the hatred that you would feel at least twice in a year? Legit hatred times a year.
Yeah, like legit hatred. Like, do you want to hate your significant other?
No.
Like, hate them for real?
No, I don't want to hate my wife.
Like,
no.
You want to hate, because I hate the Cowboys.
Right, right.
Like, I hate them.
Yeah, okay? That's tough.
Like, do you want to look at them as subhuman, your wife twice a year, or your husband?
And she's wearing the blue jersey, a white jersey.
Yeah. You do the post-game show, you come home from the post-game show, and she's got the jersey on. Or when a girl tries to pull the just wearing a jersey thing.
No.
But it's a Cowboys jersey.
Yeah, no.
That's not going to get the job done. That's not going to get the job done. Eric and Trenton, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
You guys are too funny. I can relate to all that. My wife loves Trump. I hate Trump. She isn't a big sports fan. I mean, she believes in God. I don't. We don't talk about these things. But I've been married for 29 years, and I love my wife to death. You know, you just stay away from them kind of things.
Right, but I'm talking about something bigger. Cowboys, but if she was a Cowboys fan, you would be able to, you would have still dated her back in the beginning. Now you love her. You've been there, you said 29 years. Go back to the beginning. She's a big sports fan and big Cowboys fan. You would have continued to pursue this relationship?
Well, my first date, I took her to the stock car races, and she loved Jimmy Horton, and I was a Billy Patch fan, and they're arch enemies, and, you know, we still survived, you know? I mean, that's just a little chunk of life, you know?
No, I don't know about that. It's a pretty big chunk of life.
To me, it is.
I hear you, Eric, and I respect your maturity, but don't ask me to take part in all that maturity. I'm not mature.
Yeah, I mean,
you're mature.
I definitely hear where you're coming from.
Yeah, it's just,
The guy that was talking about, all the racism that's going on in this country, which sucks, you know. Some people don't look at it like Jim Brown once said that, you know, all this racism's going on, and there was actually white people that stuck up for it, you know, that says that's wrong. And they actually suffered more than the people that were being persecuted.
Well, I mean, let's not go too far. You took a step too far, but the beginning point was right. They were punished, but not more. That would be that just didn't happen. Want to be factually accurate? Having a good factually accurate week. Chris in Phoenixville, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Tyrone, love listening to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chris.
We can agree that Kaepernick was talented enough to be in the NFL. I don't really think there's much question there.
Yes, that is true.
I agree. Yep, I agree that the point he was trying to make was a very valid point. I think it's something that needed to be talked about and still needs to be talked about.
Yep.
Where I lose him is just the way he went about doing it. And I think he lost a lot of people the way he went about doing it. With the kneeling during the anthem.
That is a fact. The question is, Chris, which way would have been acceptable to you? Because you know that when it doesn't happen peacefully, what's been happening this past week is what happened. So what way would have been okay with you?
Right. Well, here's where Kaepernick completely lost me. When he was in contract negotiations with the Baltimore Ravens to be their backup, his girlfriend, who I believe, and I could be wrong here, but I believe she's a radio personality.
Yeah, Hot 97, does TV in USA.
Yeah, she was on the radio, and she called the owner of the Ravens, who was negotiating a contract with her boyfriend, a slave owner.
Yeah, you're mixing things. You didn't ever answer my question. What protest would have been acceptable to you since you said his method lost you? I'm asking you, which way, peaceful way, would be, quote, acceptable to you? I don't care about his girlfriend right now. Like, what you're saying, that the kneeling was unacceptable. I'm saying what peaceful protest would have been acceptable?
If he wanted to kneel before the game, before the anthem at somewhere at midfield, if he wanted to take a circle, their players at a time that wasn't playing our national anthem. I mean, I think anything like that, anything that doesn't have
something
to do
which
with,
no one saw.
No,
they don't show on TV before the national anthem. They would not show it. The point wasn't to be seen.
Okay, so when players
otherwise
pray,
it's not a protest.
Players pray after the game.
Uh-huh.
Players pray after the game.
Mm-hmm.
You see them all the time taking a knee together and praying after the game.
Wait,
you see
not
that
a protest.
All the
that's
time.
That's not a protest.
No, it's a prayer.
It's not asking you about a protest.
Why can't they protest then?
So you're saying they would
if
take a knee? How would you know?
After the game,
how would you know it was a protest, Chris? If they just took a knee after the game?
Okay, wear a T-shirt.
Wear a T-shirt. See what I mean? You play a whole football game, and this is my point. Chris just made it for me. The people who are against the protest are against all protests. They want something that's not a protest. You can't get a protest with something that's not a protest. Because literally, since guys pray, if Colin Kaepernick was somewhere taking a knee, that's not a thing. Like, this is what I mean. So just admit you don't agree with any protest about racial injustice because you don't care. And that's fine. You have that right. But with the phony, I was on board with the issue, but he couldn't give me a single way to actually protest it. Other than do something that's not a protest.
And then kneel before the game, they did that.
Uh-huh, and then they moved on and then made it illegal to kneel. So, like, just stop. 610-632-0975. I want to take calls all the way to the end. So if you're on hold right now, I promise I will get to you before we turn it over to Devon Givens. 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missinelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Change your mind yet?
No. Like, this song is... Okay, tell me anybody couldn't sing this song. I'm saying like any singer that's out now could sing this song.
Yeah, you're probably right.
She evolved from there. She has more, but like, could you imagine her now that she's 60 plus performing this?
No.
Well, I'm just saying. And the other day, she posted a video.
Yeah.
She posted these weird videos. And she had one of her son dancing, I guess, honoring Michael Jackson. I don't talk about the kid, but...
That was weird.
The video was real weird. It's another reason why interpretive dance stinks.
That fixed all the problems, Ty.
Interpretive dance stinks. Like, you think that letting that little dance, that was, we have equality now because you're a little interpretive dance. Like, if you don't stop and turn some music on and dance to the beat, I'm done with that interpretive dance. That's, I didn't even think about that one. Anyway, like, that song's, I'm sure there's people that love that song. Like, she still, like, when she had her concert at the Met, Natalie went.
That's right. It was late, too.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Like a 10 o'clock start, which is, I don't know, it was like a weeknight, too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, a weeknight.
I'm out on that, but I don't know. Word of the day is agree. Let's see if we can agree on anything before the end of the program today. Sean, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Tyrone. How's you kicking out there?
What's up, Sean?
So I had a couple things that I told the producer that I wanted to talk about, but the previous caller sparked something in me, and that was the whole idea behind peacefully protesting before a game or after a game when really the cameras are not on you.
Yeah.
The whole idea behind a peaceful protest or a nonviolent protest is to be seen and heard, exactly. Whereas a violent protest is more felt, obviously, right? So
right.
If you're protesting in front of 70,000 people by taking a knee, those are the only people that are going to see you if it's done before a game, and they don't know what the hell you're doing.
Exactly. So it's not, at that point, it's not a protest. You're not doing anything to disrupt what is currently going on. And what right. And I think what it comes down to, Sean, and it's fine, that's their opinion, no protest is acceptable to them.
Yeah, and that's wrong, because that's what our country's built on, is protest. Obviously, it goes all the way back to the revolution. But I wanted to also talk about what we can 100% agree on.
Yes.
And my humble opinion, I don't think the Phillies win the 1980 World Series without Pete Rose.
Oh, well, for sure. That one, I think everybody would agree on. They couldn't get over the hump. And Pete was a big difference on getting them over the hump.
Yeah, totally agree. Without him there, without his leadership, even though he turned out to be essentially a pig in later life.
Well, that's different. But as a baseball player, I mean, he was a pig then, apparently. But as a baseball player, he always played hard. I mean, the guy said he could calculate his batting average between home and first base and took a guy out in an all-star game and basically ruined his career and all the other stuff. And then he's trying to get reinstated. But it's a Hall of Fame weekend, so he comes out with his gambling book, like, just because he knew that would get maximum eyeballs, but they're in the middle of thinking about reinstating him. I mean, he should be in the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
He should be in the Hall of Fame, but, like...
Yes.
He also has been in, he's in the WWE Hall of Fame, in the celebrity wing.
Really?
Yeah, he's been in a couple of WrestleManias. He's actually was pretty good.
Oh, is that right?
Like, he didn't wrestle. He went into Boston in one particular time and talked bad about Boston, and then Kane came out and Tombstone power-drived him.
Oh, and then Boston celebrated.
Yeah.
See, I don't like that they then celebrated.
Well, he...
Like, I want to leave it at...
He was down, he was killing them in Boston. How about it? It was very good. And then Kane came out and he did multiple times. Pete Rose was actually a good performer at WrestleMania.
This was Masked Kane?
Yes.
Good. It was like Masked Kane.
Masked Kane, yeah. But it happened more than once. But the most memorable one was when he heckled the crowd, and then all of a sudden, Kane came out. Yes, he's in the Hall of Fame. So if he's not in the real baseball Hall of Fame, at least he's in one. He's in the WWE Hall of Fame. Michelle in Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hi.
How are you, Michelle?
I'm good. I was enjoying your show.
Thank you.
I wouldn't mind marrying a Cowboys fan, because he checked all the other boxes. He would just be tortured by my family and all the Eagles fans.
So, it strengthened numbers in your family. He would be ridiculed at all kinds of family events, barbecues, etc.
Yeah. They would tease him all the time, and he would not be allowed to wear his jersey during the Eagles games.
So, let's give a scenario. This guy, your Prince Charming, shows up to your brother's house. I'm just making something up, and he has the Cowboys jersey. They make him take it off before he can come sit on the couch.
They'll tease him. They'll never stop bothering him at all.
So you could do it.
Yeah, I could do it, but it would be a ball, because they would have. I have a Steelers fan, a brother-in-law who's a Steelers fan.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, when the Eagles play Steelers, it's a fun event because we all tease him when we're winning and he teases us when Steelers are up.
Okay. All right, so you can pull it off. I appreciate mature people, Michelle, and you have a good weekend. I appreciate maturity. I don't have any of it, so I'm glad when other people can, oh, I can rise above it. We joke about it. Be more likely to get stomped. like, what's this Cowboys fan doing here? Like, throw him out of a window. That's not fun. That's not mature. That's the wrong thing to do. Don in Camden, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's going on, Tyrone? How you doing?
What's up, Don?
I'm enjoying the show this week, man. Good job.
Thank you.
I got to hit on all three, I guess, subjects. Coleslaw thing, I'm with you. It's not terrible, but I'm not buying it. Or, you know, it's got to be, like, free with something to me in order for me to even eat it. But
I just don't know anybody. It's like, oh, man, can't wait to get some coleslaw. Like, it's just weird to me.
Exactly. If you're giving me yes or no on coleslaw, I'm going to just go no because it's coleslaw.
Gotcha.
Other than that, I got both my exes were Cowboys fans,
come on,
so
man.
There's that. But yeah. I mean, that's not the reason why they're exes, but you know, the most recent one, she became a Cowboys fan just based off the colors, and she claimed they were a popping team. So you know, she looked at it that way, but it was okay because she didn't know much about the sport.
So okay, so she was a fan, but she wasn't like as big a sports fan as you are.
Yeah, so like if they were to win, you know, she couldn't gloat about the details of the win. She could just gloat about win or loss, which I could be okay with. But if you knew details, like, oh, we lost because a special.
Man, what's up with your offensive line?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, us fans, the details is what kill us. Like, you know, that's the reason we lost. And, you know, that could hurt us all week. And then my third point is, I think, I don't know if anybody hit this already, but the one thing I'd say we all can agree on is, hypothetically speaking, if Wentz was healthy during that Super Bowl run, he'd get the job done as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely, that still happens. All right, good week, everybody. Everybody stay safe this weekend. Please stay safe. Thanks to Connor. Thanks to Andrew. Thanks to Booney. Thanks to everybody that listened. Thanks to everybody that watched. Thanks to everybody that called. Up next on the radio side, Devon Givens on TV, Lunch Talk Live, and then the Sixers-Bucks Christmas Day game, which was awesome, and later a little return to the NBA special on NBC Sports Philadelphia. I will talk to everybody on Monday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.